Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola, Thursdays at 8:40.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Wendy lady.
Hello, Darren.
How's it going? Well, and yourself?
Okay. We've got another episode of Consumer Issues and Warnings to chat about.
All right, get straight into it.
Right, so last week, you remember, we spoke about Edgar's doing an about turn on scrapping its six-month interest-free account plan.
Mm.
Because account holders were like, what? You can't do that to us. And then, so they just got over that. They did an about turn and said, okay, you can keep your 6 months interest-free plan. And then this week, another interest-related shock. The valued customers, the so-called valued customers, got another SMS saying, valued customer, due to a technical error, your September interest on your Edgar's account did not reflect on your September statement. This has been rectified and we will reflect it as a double billing on your October statement. We apologize for any inconvenience caused. So I'm sure you agree, not the greatest timing there.
Nope.
So I've got a whole lot of new emails from people about that, saying what on earth is going on, and understandably so. So there is quite a lot going on with Edgar's. It's part of a huge shakeup. First of all, RCS took over Edgar's accounts earlier this year. So they had to migrate Edgar's customers from the Edcon platform onto theirs in just 12 weeks, and that's a process that normally takes at least 12 months, so 10 times longer, according to RCS CEO Regan Adams. So you can imagine there were some glitches that happened. And he said there was an issue with interest calculations on some accounts in the previous billing cycle, something to do with the 55 interest-free days. In correcting that in the system, another error crept in, Murphy's Law. So no interest was charged last month on many accounts where it should have been, and then we need to fix that, and they fixed it by charging it along with October interest this month. So the bigger picture is that, of course, Edcon went into business rescue earlier this year. We've got Hallard looking after the funeral policies, etc., that the account holders have, so that's a separate business.
Yeah.
The Fashini Group, TFG, now owns Jet. Edgar's, in the meanwhile, got a new owner, Retailability, which is based in Durban. So there's a lot of bedding down that has to happen. I spoke to, after last week's show, I spoke to Norman Dresselman, who's the CEO of Retailability, and he said essentially that, there's a lot to fix, but they've lost a lot of market share in the last 13 years ago, from 17% market share in 2007, they now have 6%. So that's quite a dramatic loss. Yeah, but it's still a retail giant, according to Dresselman. He says, we have a long way to go to restore it to its former glory, but it's a powerful brand. And when we return to providing the right product at the right price for the broader market in South Africa, so your average consumer, not the sort of elite that wants these obscure brands at really high prices. He says, when that happens, I believe we will get many of our core customers back. But so I asked, so we're going to see that new retail mix in the stores before Christmas? He said, unfortunately not. It's only going to happen in the new year. But their big plans for both Jet, now owned by TFG, and Edgar's, owned by Retailability. But, and they're still, Edgar's has 2 million account holders. They had many, many more millions a while ago, but they have 2 million left. And they're hoping to hold on to them. But in the meanwhile, I'm getting a whole lot of complaints from people about battling to close their accounts, battling to cancel their club memberships, and all the rest. So I have two email addresses, which I'm going to put on the blog. But essentially, I asked Regan Adams of RCS, give me email addresses for people that are battling to get hold of, get what they want to happen on their account. So it's edgarscomplaints@rcsgroup.co.za and jetcomplaints@rcsgroup.co.za. We'll put those on the blog. But yeah, there are lots of questions that account holders have, but there is now a portal. That's where hopefully you shall get some joy.
Perfect. We'll share that on our website as well, ecr.co.za. And I think, you know, this seems to be the minutia. Most people are just waiting to see what comes out at the end of the wash. But at least we're getting some information so far.
Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola, Thursdays at 8:40.
Wendy lady, let me just get your volume up here a little bit. Tickets. Comair tickets.
Yes.
What do we know? What don't we know? And when did we know it?
Okay, so it's quite a complicated answer. I'll try and keep it as simple as possible. So we all know that many people who bought tickets for local and international flights and had them cancelled because of the pandemic have had a massive struggle in many cases to get what they all really want as first prize, which is a refund. Mm. Some airlines, international ones, heroically, given the circumstances, did refund in full. Others definitely refused, insisting that passengers must accept a voucher. And I do have some sympathy because they don't really want the airline to collapse altogether, right? Mm, so complicating the matter here in South Africa is that two local airline companies on business rescue, SAA and Comair, the latter operating Kalula and British Airways domestic flights. So in Comair's case, refunds were not an option afforded to ticket holders who couldn't use their tickets. They were given three options. The first one is not really an option, and that's forfeit the value of the ticket completely. I mean, who would want to do that? So the two real options were keep the value of the cancelled flight booking for use on other bookings until the end of October next year.
Yeah.
Subject, of course, to availability and difference in rates, fares, and or taxes. So they're basically saying you're not going to get like for like. You'll probably have to pay in. But anyway, at least you don't lose the value.
Yeah.
And then the other one is to become a creditor, such as the claim for the value of the unflown flight will be dealt with in terms of the business rescue plan if approved.
Yeah.
So a lot of what's actually happened is that many people who contacted the company as soon as they couldn't use their ticket during early lockdown wanted refunds, and they've somehow ended up on a very long list of Comair's creditors in the company's business rescue process. And that means they're destined to only get a few cents in the rand, right? Mm, like 2 cents, 3 cents in the rand, not very much at all. Collectively, those people hold 2,250 tickets and get this, Darren, with a total value of around 9 million rand.
Mm.
Okay, they're like 30 pages of names listed as creditors, 30 pages of unflown ticket holders.
Yeah.
So one of them, for example, was the most expensive number that I could find, was a creditor to the tune of 203,000 rand, shame, a Joburg-based safari owner who runs the company with her husband. She had to refund all her European clients for their Kalula flights, and now she's sitting with that 2003 credit. She told me she didn't ever choose to become a Comair creditor. She said, all I ever wanted was a refund. I emailed them when the flights were cancelled. I said I wanted a refund. I would never have been as stupid as to choose to become a creditor, she said. And she didn't have any idea that she was actually on that list until I told her.
Mm.
The good news, and this is what I really want to share, because I'm sure there are many of those Comair so-called creditors who are among our listeners, is that you can get to change that option to keeping the value of the ticket until the end of October next year. In other words, you can book anytime until the end of October next year.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to actually actively do it. You have to go, and this is another email address for the blog, you have to go onto creditorclaims@comair.co.za and say, I don't want to be a creditor. Please switch my option to holding the value. I did ask how long people have this window of opportunity, and the Comair spokesman I dealt with said, there's no cutoff date. He wasn't aware of a cutoff date right now. So act fast anyway. Interestingly, they're phrasing it to hold the value rather than issue a voucher, because, of course, if you issue a voucher, the CPA says that it has to be valid for 3 years, and they only want theirs to be valid until the end of October next year. So hence, then we'll give you a voucher for the value of your ticket. It's quite an interesting little differentiation there. So that's really what I wanted to say is, go and have a look at the list. It's easy to do. Just Google Comair Business Rescue, and then you find this page. And one of the options is Business Rescue Plan and Meetings. Click on that, and it's Annexure B. And then, as I say, there's like 40 pages of names. All and the passengers, the unflown ticket holders are at the bottom, all in alphabetical order, so it's easy to find if your name is there. I will put this information on the blog so that people don't have to furiously scribble it down now. But important information.
Yeah, and also the goalposts keep shifting. I remember when this first started, I was like, oh no, I won't be able to take my flight to the UK. And then, you know, what you end up with is I'm in a situation where next year I'll be flying to the UK, but I can't afford to fly three people now. So it'll only be two people and the wedding is not even happening anymore anyway. So I'll just fly. Oh, I can't even go to Broadway. Okay, well, maybe, I don't know. We'll sit by the Thames and sip tea. But yeah, the goalposts keep changing.
The story of COVID, I think. Yeah. Yes, I'm talking of goalposts. So the big question I keep being asked now is, well, when are they going to open Commie's office and let us actually book, rebook? Because Christmas is coming up, people travel. They would, you know, everyone's had a hard year. Must I now spend more money on a very expensive ticket on another local airline? Mm. Or can I use the value of, and I've been trying to find out, Vitality, Discovery Vitality, which is essentially a travel agent for Kalula, for people, you know, to spend those rewards or get discounts. They've said, well, it should open by the end of October, but I spoke to Commie's spokesman this week and he said, we can't take or change reservations at the moment because there are a number of suspensive conditions in the business rescue plan that still need to be met. Until this happens, the company cannot resume any commercial activity. Okay. And if the suspensive conditions are not met, the company will be wound down. So that is a real possibility. Mm. Hopefully that won't happen. But for now, basically, you can't, I don't know, it's middle of October.
Yeah.
Do you hang on, wait for the other airlines' prices to go up? I don't know, but it's an awful position for many, many people who were really wanting not to wasted that spend on a Kalula ticket.
Well, what we do know for sure is that when Wendy knows, Wendy will let you know, and everything that she knows up until this point is up on our website, ecr.co.za. Search for Wendy Nola. You can contact Wendy on her Facebook. It's Wendy Nola Consumer. There's an email option there as well. Thank you, Wendy Lady.
Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola, Thursdays at 8:40.
Wendy Lady,